It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, free agency seemingly rounding up for the Texans, barring, like, you know, a shock move of some sorts. How close do you feel the Texans are? 713-572-4610. Because the Chronicle sat down with Callan Hanna out there at the league meetings in West Palm Beach. They actually talked to Aaron Wilson just recently as well. Some interesting kind of more texture and color added to the conversation about NRG Stadium. We can get to that later. But one of the things that they talked about is just they feel like this Texans team is, quote, pretty darn close, or at least they were pretty darn close in 2024, which would seem to lead to the idea that they believe themselves capable of being even closer in 2025. And I'm interested, like, where do you stand with this organization, with this team, like, and the closeness that they are to that play? Because you can recall, man, go last season, it did feel like this is the time to go and, like, make some noise and make some waves. And of course, the hopes were dashed in some ways, especially because of the offense and the offensive line. How close do you feel like the Texans are at this point before you head to the draft?
I actually totally agree. I think even in the worst moments last year, whether it was, you know, bad offensive line play or C.J. Stroud as a result getting a little bit shook, you know, whatever you want to call it, or whatever, they were always close. They were always close last year. They just didn't get it done offensively the way we wanted to. So I think they're as close as they've been over the last year, and maybe even slightly closer because the defense has gotten better. I don't think anybody's going to disagree. The defense is better. You know, just Gardner Johnson alone, some of these other guys, certainly the draft upcoming, another year for Kamari Lassiter, another year for Kalen Bullock. I think they're as close as they've been over the past year, but the problem is, I don't know if they're going to get any better yet. We don't have any indication that they're going to be better on the offensive line, other than fingers crossed that mindset matters. You know,
right? Just to get the quote out there from Cal McNair in the offseason, the moves we're making, and you add in the draft, I think we're looking to take another step, and we're excited to see what happens. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, if you're leaning on the moves that they made, obviously CJ Gardner-Johnson is an incredible add there, because I think it gives you a level of stability. I don't know how much it, like, I mean, and this probably speaks highly to where you were defensively. I don't know how much CJ Gardner-Johnson raises the level of play for you in just in
I
general.
I think he does, though.
He
right?
does. Yeah, but yeah. I think I'm having a question more
like
about
all of a sudden you're
the metric, whatever, right? Or yeah, how much more, how much better are you in that instance? You are better.
Boom or something.
But like you were already very good in that aspect.
This don't feel like the Danielle Hunter signing.
Yeah.
When you signed Danielle Hunter,
but you're better.
Like, whoa.
And I don't say that to knock it, because I love that move, especially because you get a CJ Gardner-Johnson type player out of a player that I don't know that you would have gotten value out of in Kenyon Green, right? Like, I don't know that you were going to have value there demonstrated on the field for you with Kenyon Green. So, like, I thought that was a fantastic move. I just keep coming, and it all comes back to the offensive line, because that was the mitigating factor for your team last year, was your offense did not reach the levels that it could have or that it needed to for you to sustain some level of real success at the levels that you wanted, because the offensive line wasn't good enough. And this brings me back to the offensive line in a way where how good are you and how good do you need to be to take steps, right? We were talking earlier about some of the things that Nick Caseria was talking about out there in West Palm Beach, and this line kind of being largely what it's going to be was part of it. But we talk about pass blocking. Run blocking is an interesting portion that I actually kind of feel okay about.
Yeah.
Especially because I look at this, the run game, and I was going back and looking at my my notes from from last season. And in week one, one of the things that I noted, and I think it maintains, Joe Mixon is going to make your run blocking better.
Yes.
And your run blocking was real problematic, but I think that was more schematic with the run blocking. I think that the scheme that you bring is going to be able to, you know, you're going to be able to galvanize the offensive line. And I also don't know that you have to be a great offensive line because you have the likes of Joe Mixon. I think all you have to do is execute to a point where you have a hat on a hat. And that's one thing I can say about the guys that they brought in, even though you look at like PFF rankings or ratings, which of course come with their certain caveat, but they all are like at least around average, right? Maybe slightly below average in the various different circumstances that they were in. If they are all able to come in, and I'm talking about basically all the guys that you have all the way down, right? Ed Ingram included, right? With the concerns that are there for him. If they come in and they're able to at least have that mentality that, you know, D'Amico Ryans clamors for from his team, if they're able to put a hat on a hat, I think that Joe Mixon and the way that he operates with a actual cohesive run game that Bobby Sloak was never able to develop here, I actually do think that you'll be able to run the football better, which is, I think that matters a good amount.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What you're looking for?
I think, yes, I agree with you. Obviously, there's going to be plays where you do get a hat on a hat, as you put it, and still get beat, you know, by the guy, you know, because the defensive linemen are good.
And that's one of the concerns that we have just about the offensive line talent. Right, you have right
exactly.
Now.
You know, sustaining blocks, making sure you have the right angle. You give Joe Mixon the right space to maybe, you know, go to work. I don't know. I don't know how much better I feel about the run game because I don't know anything about what they're going to be doing with the new coach and the new coordinator.
Well, that's funny because the run game is the place where you seem to have more confidence.
I think I know what they're going to try to do.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to try to be the Patriots. I mean, in my view, 100%. They're going to try to, you know, to just, like you said, just man-to-man, block him, get him, block him up, push him back, give Joe Mixon. I mean, that's the effort. I don't know, you know, Show was talking about this yesterday, and I thought it was a great question. You know, how many players on the offensive line would you say are better than Cam Robinson? I don't know. You know, and that's pass blocking and run blocking. So I know what their approach is going to be, but how good are they going to be? You know, it always comes back down to that. And so I think this team is better. I think it's close, like Cal McNair said. But are they better defensively enough to maybe take the team further if the offensive line doesn't improve?
I mean, they are, you know, better defensively. Yeah. I just don't know that there is a...
That much better.
What is the level of defense that you have to get to carry an offense if they are in a place where they are some level of inept or what have you, which I don't know that is the... I don't know what the baseline is for this offensive line.
Me
just
neither.
To say it frequently, frankly.
Yeah, me neither.
I know what the high watermark probably is, and the thing that has terrified me, and I will use that word, the thing that has terrified me about this offseason with the offensive line is that there's a lot of hoping for the absolute best.
Absolutely.
And the high watermark is cool. Like, I think if they hit the high watermark, you're off to the races. Like, you have an opportunity to exist amongst maybe the top tier, at the very least, the second tier of teams in the NFL that are up there really contending for something. But I don't know that I can assume that you're going to hit the high watermark. And so what is the average or what is the most likely landing spot of that? That scares me because I don't know what that is. And is your defense 2000, you know, Ravens where, you know, whatever the offense is over there, you're just going to get over because the defense is that level of dominant. It's real good. I don't know that you're in that place, and I don't think that that's a reasonable way to try and go about making yourself better. So that's,
I just think they're banking a lot, and they could absolutely win on this. It could be a smash hit, but they're banking on Cam Robinson being as good or better than he's been, Tytus Howard being as good or better than he's been, finding a center that can raise the game, right guard, whomever that might be, being as good or better than they've been. Blake Fisher being as good or better. You're banking on a lot of guys basically having career years, if you want to, you know, if you want to put it in those terms. That's a big ask because of the system and mindset. They're banking on the system and the mindset changes enough, being enough to make everybody on the offensive line better. It might work, but that's a big ask.
It is.
That's a big ask.
It is. And so I feel like you have a likelihood that you're at the least in the same place, which is not a terrible place to be, but the aspirations are really high. And to put it in a different way, like the clock is ticking with the amount of talent that you've been able to put together. Like, obviously, you've locked some of these guys down for some extended periods of time, but I mean, football is a tough proposition. Like, you can't just assume, all right, well, this is the year and this is going to be our one shot. No, you want to maximize your number of shots that you go and try and win some.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. I'm kind of thinking a little ahead on this because I'm worried if this offensive line don't work. Let's say we enter week three, week four, and it's clearly not working. You could see everyone is overwhelmed and they're not doing the blocking like they should. I wonder, where do they go from here, man? Like, what do you do at this point?
Yeah. I mean, that's a great question.
That's the scary. I know we're not there yet, and maybe we won't have that conversation, but
sure hope not.
I'm kind of like, man, like, where do you go here? Because this ain't no rookie quarterback where you can figure it out next year and you got all this cap money next year and you can figure, you know, you can put some stuff together. Now it's like, man, you got these people paid, you except for the quarterback. So it's like, what do you do going from here?
I think that's a good hypothetical. And I do think that they are well equipped to at least tinker because they have a lot of different dudes. So, like, if you get a few weeks in, as you've established there, Figgy, and it's not working, you do have some other guys you can throw in there and try out, which it did not feel like you had.
Kind of what they did last year, isn't it?
it is, but I don't know that you had a lot of good options to try some things out. Plus,
and you'll have a rookie, at least one.
Right. Plus, I think you'll have a better idea of what those other guys can bring you if you try and bring them in because you're going to have a different type of training camp. You're not going to have guys slotted in. You're going to have guys who have been competing for their positions, and so you'll know what some of those other competitors look like if you have to throw them in there. But I think ultimately the idea is if you come to a point where you realize, oh, okay, we did not hit and this talent is not enough, there's not a good way to get that in the middle of the season.
No.
Right?
And that's
team,
that's
the part I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Because now, I mean, let's say week four, they got a losing record or something like that. I ain't going to go extreme, but man, it's like, what do you do from here? Because now you banking on the season now.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, if it does work, and mindset and system, I mean, if we just, you know, cut through everything else, that's what they're banking on. The system's going to make it happen, and the mindset, the swarm mentality is going to make it happen. If those two things do spell the difference, and all of a sudden they become a plus rushing rushing attack and a much better, you know, offensive line in terms of protection, CJ Stroud, build a statue.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're gonna be like, man, that was smart trading Laremy Tunsil.
Yeah, build
and now you got a second round pick coming in this draft.
Yeah,
like now you cooking then.
Yeah.
Now they was cooking.
Mm-hmm. You it's possible though if you make that happen that you're also looking for a new offensive coordinator.
Fine. But I'm good with that.
That's an okay place to be at if you're in that circumstance. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Where a little bit of a Houston holiday happening today, and then also. Salute to what was one of the better nights of basketball that I've seen in my in recent history. We'll talk about all that next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.